Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to solve the mystery of Mountain Wave. They're live with us today. Stay tuned. Well, we have a special program today. I'm really excited. Mountain Wave is here live with us here in the studios today. And so, Mountain Wave, well, who are Mountain Wave? Well, if you spend any time up here, you have probably heard the name. And if you've been lucky enough to actually go out and see them live, then you know who Mountain Wave is. This is a trio. These are three men. This is Chip Farrelly on bass. And Chip is here working on plugging in his bass amp. And Tim Gannon is on guitar. Tim's got his acoustic with us today. Gentlemen, say hello so they know you're here.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, all right.
How's everybody in Radioland?
Okay. All right. And Mark Switko. Now, if you were tuned in last weekend about this time, Kevin McDaniel had Mark Switko on last weekend, and he did a special on his gong show where he was playing a 32-inch gong, and that was a fascinating performance. We're hoping that Mark is going to join us this afternoon. So Mountain Wave. Okay, Mountain Wave. We're going to be hearing music from their debut recording. It's called Somewhere in Liberty, released on May the 27th in 2017. It was recorded at a live concert on July 13th last summer, 2016. So it's been about a year. And during that year, I've had a chance to go out and see Mountain Wave live myself. So I'm really thrilled to have them here today. Their album is available online, and we're going to be listening to a couple of cuts from it, and they're also going to play live for us. Oh, yeah. You can go online to mountainwave.bandcamp.com. That's where I am right now. We're going to be streaming a couple of tracks, and you can find out a little bit more about the band. It's curious because the mystery of Mountain Wave. And when you hear them play the first time, you immediately are struck with the idea that these guys can really play. It's a trio, and each one of them is really exceptionally talented at what they bring to the band. But as they start to play and the music unfolds, it gets to be an unexpectedly deep journey. You know, I hear a lot of music here, but Mountain Wave is very singular and very special, and we're going to talk to them today and try to find out a little bit more about why I feel that way about them. First of all, there's the question, what kind of music is it? That's a tough question to answer. So if you go to this Bandcamp website, you see all these descriptions. And so I wanted to play a track from the recording. First, I want to tell you what the genre is supposed to be like. Then we're going to hear the track, see what you think. Here's some of the things that they've labeled themselves on the Bandcamp website. They call it alternative country. Okay, so I hear the country thing. I hear the country thing in the content of the lyrics. It's very guy-centric band. It's kind of country lyrics, a lot of first-person narrative, but there's also some fascinating stories going on. It's rock and roll. Lead guitar player Tim, he's got the chops to deliver a variety of styles. So they're calling it rock, but they're also calling it experimental rock. And then they're also calling it experimental electronic. So, and then they're calling it neo-psychedelia. So it gets complicated, people. And part of the reason that happens is because they're not just locked into verse and chorus. They have the ability to spontaneously jam. So, but they're not just a jam band. So let's listen to some of this music. So it's hard to explain music with words, but that's about as close as we can get. We're going to listen to a song. And this song is called Old Joe Jazz. So here's what I want you to listen for. Okay, what kind of music is it? It starts out with this really soft, kind of jazzy, dreamy, sort of slow introduction. And then the lead vocal starts, and all of a sudden the music changes. It becomes folk rock. It's very rocky. It's also West Coast sounds like Tom Petty singing lead. And then there's this bridge, and it's all of a sudden, it's rock and roll. It's lead guitar rock and roll. Other thing you should notice is the three-part harmony. These guys sing together like they're real friends, like they really know each other, and when they sing together, you hear it. The other thing I want you to notice is the dynamic range. So, hey, here we go. This song is by Mountain Wave. It's called Old Joe Jazz, and this is for Somewhere in Liberty. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mountain Wave, Somewhere in Liberty. That's a track off their latest and debut recording, available at mountainwave.bandcamp.com. All right. But you know, you don't have to go online to hear them, because they're live here in the studio today. And I'm pretty excited. We got Tim here and Chip here. So there's your song, Old Joe Jazz. So on the website, and you don't mention who wrote what song. You know, there's no indication who wrote what song. So I'm just really curious, how did that song, who would take the lead credit for writing that song? How did it come together?
I would say Mark brought that song to the table.
Mr. Switko. Huh?
Yes, Mark Switko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And is he singing lead?
He is singing lead, yep.
Okay. So you contributed a part of that song. What was the part you wrote?
Well, instead of breaking it down piece by piece, because our process sometimes, I don't even remember who did what a lot of the times when we rehearse and work up new songs. But I think it was, you know, Mark had this idea. He had the kind of chord structure, and he had the, you know, obviously the lyrics and stuff. And we were just looking for pieces to fill it in. So I think the beginning evolved out of sort of a jam during a rehearsal into the actual structure of the song, like the more upbeat, you know, that was like the fundamental part of the song. And then we were just looking for, you know, a way to connect maybe the second verse and third verse, or have a little different thing going on after the instrumental. And that might have been probably where I collaborated and brought a little piece of music to kind of shift the flow a little bit.
Yeah. So Mark Switko is the drummer. How did he tell you what the chords were in the melody? Did he play it for you or sing it for you? Or
yeah, he recorded it and just, you know, we listened to it.
He plays the guitar?
He does, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He recorded
That's
a demo. Cool. And shared it with us, and you know, I listened to it, and then I picked up what he was doing and created my own guitar line based around, you know, his progression and.
So you're in a rehearsal studio. You guys obviously put in you must put in a lot of time to prepare this music so that when you go out live, it just comes off so well done. You know. How often do you rehearse? I mean, I know you play quite frequently, and also your schedule of upcoming performances is available online at mountainwave.bandcamp.com. But I know you guys must rehearse pretty often. What's that like? I mean, once a week, twice a week?
I think it was last summer we put in the major effort in terms of rehearsals. We were rehearsing two or three times a week.
It sounds like
we were all gainfully unemployed.
And it was
for a good purpose.
So that was kind of a luxury to have that
much
rehearsal.
Yeah, it was. We felt like it was almost meant to be. Guys, we have this time, so let's put it to good use. And we did. We really put in the time rehearsing.
Mm-hmm. So you met in 2015 at a party. Yeah,
yes.
that's kind of cool. Three guys come together at a party. How was it that you started to make music at this party? Was one of you was playing and then you joined, or how did that happen? What's the story like?
I think it was, you know, the party was held by a mutual friend, Matt Kanzi, and he invited us all kind of separately. I mean, I think Chip and Mark had known each other before, and they were playing music together.
Yeah.
And and Mark and I also both worked at the Center for Discovery at one time. And so we kind of knew each other. We knew that we were into music, but Matt really was the one who was kind of instrumental in getting us all together at one place. And he just said, bring your stuff, you know, bring your gear.
All right.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know. I wasn't really even planning on
so
playing.
It was a matchmaker situation.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool.
As soon as I saw these guys, you know, setting up, and I was like, yeah, all right, let's go rock out some tunes, you know.
All right, let's talk about three-part harmony, because one of the things that I think is part of your signature style is your vocal harmonies. And so, you know, here on my show, I'm very interested in what I call legendary singer-songwriters. And, you know, these are people that have had, you know, a 40-year career and stuff. And when I think about three-part harmony, Crosby, Stills, and Nash kind of dominates, you know, that genre. And the famous story about how they all met at, you know, Cass Elliott's house, and they when Graham Nash started to sing the top harmony, a chill went through the room, and they realized, oh my God, it's destiny, it's fate. So I think that singing together in three-part harmony is, how did you guys fall into that? Did you Did you plan on, I'm singing the high part. I mean, what's that like when you work out your three-part harmonies?
I think it starts with just a love of singing.
Yeah.
And an awareness of harmony. And we all had a handle on parts of harmony. So
everybody makes up their own part?
Pretty much. And we all kind of...
Yeah.
I don't always sing the high part. Sometimes Tim's up there.
You're singing the high part. See, I couldn't tell when I see you guys live who's singing what sometimes.
Oh, it depends. Sometimes it switches.
Uh-huh.
I think usually the guy who's singing the melody is going to be, you know, the one who's in that mid-range. Mm-hmm. And then we all kind of work the timbres mm-hmm. of our voices around that. Mm-hmm.
It's
somebody
a beautiful
goes up,
blend.
Somebody goes down. And it's just extremely satisfying to sing three-part harmony.
So here's the deal. A great band is made by having songwriters in the band. And you guys are a trio, and every single one of you, all three of you, are songwriters. So it sounds incredibly collaborative.
It is on a lot of levels.
It's a real band, and that's one of the things that I think is so why you have so much to offer. A lot of times you'll get a really talented singer-songwriter, and their producer will bring in really talented studio players, and they can put something together, and it can sound great and everything. But a band, there's a chemistry there. There's a friendship there. And then there's got to be talent. And you guys have that checked. All those things are checked off. Good friends, three songwriters, really something special.
It keeps us all equally invested and intense in the effort. We're not just... You know, somebody coming in to sit in and play. Uh-huh. We all contribute on all these really integral levels.
And by the time...
And it keeps it really democratic, and everybody's enthusiasm is at the same level all the time. So it's really...
So
we're very lucky.
You have all the elements that you could have a really long career together as a band.
We hope so.
I feel like this is your debut album. And it is your debut album. What do you know about that? So they play live, and they're incredible playing live. And so we're going to hear a kind of more of an acoustic version here. Chip and Tim are going to perform for us now. So you guys, what would you want to sing? What do you want to play? Tell us, what's the song?
This is a song called Misplaced.
Who wrote this song?
I wrote this song.
Cool. All right, here we go, Misplaced.
Thank you.
So much. Mountain Wave live here. That song is called Misplaced. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then and today's program. Oh yeah, Mountain Wave live here with in the studio. So what a beautiful song. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Lovely. That's also available on Somewhere in Liberty, that debut recording, you know. Fabulous stuff. That's a very romantic and very much of a ballad-like song. But you guys also can really play some high-energy rock and roll. It's really impressive, the breadth of the genres and you know, how entertaining it is when you play live. It's a real journey.
We're having lots of fun.
You're having lots of fun. So you mentioned that last summer you had a lot more time to rehearse. So what's going on this year? You've been playing a lot, and so you're not spending as much time in the rehearsal studio. Are you writing new songs though?
Yeah, I think. My special life circumstance is that I just had a baby girl about a month ago.
Oh, congratulations! new baby in the
yes.
Well, that'll bring on some new songs, whether you want it to or not. Congratulations, Tim. That's exciting.
Thank you very much. So I spend my summers in Montauk as a lifeguard. I've been doing it for about 10 years.
Wow.
And so my family and my routine is sort of there. But these guys are... you know, generous enough to spend their time coming out towards me, and
okay.
We do some gigs out on the East End. We have a gig in a couple of weeks at the Stephen Talk House in Amagansett, and at the Westlake Fish House in Montauk. So we kind of split time in terms of performance with, you know, East End of Long Island, and you know, up here in the Catskills.
Well, we love hearing you. You know, up here in the Catskills. It's interesting too because. It's hard to make a living as a musician. We all know that. I think that you guys have something really unique and really something special to offer. But then there's always this question, you know, how do you actually turn this into something that will sustain you financially as well as artistically? It's always a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, having a live recording is important. But I'm also seeing that a lot could happen in the studio recording when you guys finally have the time and the money and the direction to go into the recording studio. Is that something that is in the works, or where are you at in that?
Yeah, I think we're ripe for studio recording now. After the live album and after all the live performances we've been doing, that's uh-huh. what we're really looking forward to. And we have material mm-hmm. in mind that we've been messing around with. You know, it pops up at rehearsal
really?
Now and then. How about this? And, you know, we're looking to work on these originals and get them down.
Well, now, everybody has complicated lives. I know, Chip, that you are a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your photography, your website. What's your website for your photography?
It's chipforelli.com.
Can you spell that for us?
chipforelli.com.
So really beautiful photography.
Thank you, Kathy.
And Tim, what keeps you, I know you said you were a lifeguard.
Yeah, during the summers I'm a lifeguard, but I'm a creative arts therapist also.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I also have a website, it's called creativeartshealing.com.
Creativeartshealing.com.
We know how that's spelled.
And then I believe Mr. Switko is also doing some programs out in with Bethel Woods for creative gong therapy and some. So life seems to be pretty full between having babies, and I also understand that you guys now this is the definition of a band, people. They also work together. A friend of mine had their house painted, and I said, you know, I see that you're having your house painted. Are you sure you really like this color? Yeah, I really like the color. And so I went over, and part of it had been painted. And he says, yeah, Mountain Wave is painting my house. I thought he was kidding. I said, oh, man, no. And he says, no, they are. They're painting my house. So life in the Catskills, we're really lucky here. When I look around at how beautiful it is here, and we see the rivers and the water, and then you see the kind of quality of life we have here. And when I think of the things that I really value about where we live, you know, we've got to count the opera company. That might not be your thing, but for me, yeah, the opera company, that's really big. All the theaters that we've got going on, the comedy clubs, the incredible locally sourced food, and then there's the music scene. And for me, Mountain Wave is kind of at the heart of that. So, you know, as life unfolds, I'm hoping that you guys can make this a path,
and keep it together.
So we've been talking a lot, but, you know, we want to hear more music. Have you got something else you'd like to play for us?
Sure.
What would that be?
It's called Engine 1017. Got to have a train song somewhere in the mix.
Oh, man. Now that lends into the country vibe. You know, it's raining. It's cold. Your mom is in prison, and your dog just died. And so, you know, that's the country song.
All you want to do is escape on a train.
Escaping on a train. A slow train in a cold rain.
But this time it's as the engineer of the train.
That's all right. Well, Chip, take us along. Take us on this train trip. Here we go. Oh, I think the bass is a touch loud in the room. Just a touch. Okay.
Ain't no bigger thing ever seen crossing the land. A rolling power plant in the engineer's hand. Smoke and steam from a monster machine. The 1017's just a dream. That fusion of steam and steel, wish she was still real. Wish that engine was still real. She weighed in at a mere million plus pounds, barreling down the track on her appointed rounds. Doctors and lawyers and teachers and me will gladly trade places for free. With the engineer on engine 1017. On engine 1017. Those rails will get you there, most definitely. hauling across a mountain and plain. Nothing can stop her, not sleet, snow, or rain. On any terrain. Save me the right-hand seat on engine 1017. On engine 1017. On engine 1017.
Oh yeah, all right, engine 1017, Mountain Wave live here at WJFF. So Chip, am I to assume you're singing lead? That means you wrote the song.
Correct.
Yeah, all right, very cool. So I'm Kathy Geary, you're listening to Now and Wait. You're listening to Now and Then, today's program. We've got Mountain Wave, and this is a trio. And Chip Farrelly on bass, Tim Gannon on lead guitar, Mark Switko on drums, and Mark is joining us here with his getting set up here. You heard Mark play his, he did a live program last weekend, and we got to hear him do his gong meditation. So today you get to hear another part of Mr. Switko's talents here as a drummer. He's got a little tiny trap set here. He's got a snare, a couple of Zildjian cymbals, and he's getting in place here. So it's kind of unusual to have live performances here on Now and Then. Very excited and grateful for Mountain Wave showing up and playing with us here today.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to spread out the microphones just a little bit. Just give us a minute here while we move things around. Yeah.
This is coming at you.
Are you sure you want to give that to me?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's for your melodic singing.
I forgot about that.
So, you know, we just heard this song, Engine, you know, and that's another example of what kind of music is this? I mean, okay, you know, the song, the quality of the song is a country song, but there's just got so many other elements going on that it's hard to really define what it is. I think rock and roll pretty much covers it. You know, we're safe saying rock and roll, but there's a million ways you could describe it. And so...
Yeah, I think rock and roll covers the eccentricities and the directions that we find ourselves moving in.
But no, no, I'm curious. You talk about when you write a song and you bring it in and you're all working on it together. You know, I love hearing stories about the how that works. You know, so hey, Mark's getting all adjusted here. I think he's in place. I don't know how you doing today.
I'm doing pretty well.
All right, excellent, excellent.
I was actually out in the car this entire time because I was transfixed by the show. I couldn't come in. I was in my car the whole. Mm-hmm. Guys were so good.
Oh my god!
I was like, "There's no way I should go in there."
So you're standing outside looking in, and then now you're inside looking out.
I was on Route 52.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Well, welcome, welcome. So, I mean, you know, what can you say about songwriting? So the idea is that you guys collaborate on the songs, but somebody starts with the kernel of a song, and you started with that the freight song.
Engine 1017.
The engine song?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking freight engine. Maybe I'm wrong. So so what's it like when you write a song? Each of you write songs differently. We started off the program with a song that I understand that you wrote. The
Old Joe Jazz.
The Old Joe Jazz.
Yes, this has been a really good show so far.
The thing about that song is it's not a first-person song. It's like a third-person narrative. It's like you're telling a whole story. You're capturing the character of this person and telling a whole story. I love that. That's incredible. A lot of your songs are like that. So what makes you write a song? How does it, what starts? What's the deal? Anybody?
Well, for me, for Old Joe, I mean, it's different every time. Sometimes I could be driving down the highway and a melody just pops into my head and it'll just be this repetitive melody and I'll record it on my phone.
Cool.
Because I love the phone for that fact that you could record snippets of things anywhere, any place.
Whoa.
So, you know, it's for me, I just have literally hundreds of ideas, little snippets of ideas just on this phone, and I just transfer them to my computer and then go back to those. And then sometimes I'll then be listening to the radio and hear some riff of somebody I really like and then maybe steal it.
So you're saying you're talking melody
no,
and music.
No, I don't steal it.
You get little, well, you know, it's called collaboration.
No, I do.
Yeah, and stealing it is part, it's an ancient technique. We all use it musically. That
yeah,
is.
It's awesome.
So, but you're talking melody. You hear a little melody in your head.
Yes, but sometimes it's the words too. Yeah, the words will come first. But Old Joe Jazz was really, I saw a snippet of like an old sheet music that had Old Joe Jazz on it. And that was a long, long, long time ago. So I had this sheet paper and then I ended up making this collage with John Lennon on it. And under it, it says, I used the Old Joe Jazz. And then I was sitting at my kitchen counter one night and looking up at that, and I thought, you know, like Old Joe Jazz, Old Joe Jazz.
That's like the being for the benefit of Mr. Cut. You know that story.
I probably do. But
John Lennon saw a poster for the being for the benefit of Mr. Cut, and he wrote the whole song based on this one poster that he saw.
Right.
So I love hearing that kind of story, that old piece of sheet music. So, Tim, you sang a song earlier today called Misplaced. How did what made you write that song?
Well, it's funny because how Mark describes his process. I think I come from a little bit of a different angle where I start with the music kind of first. The music comes out of me and the progressions, and I formulate it that way first and then go back and try to find a theme or a story or a melody that might fit that. And I think that's where our collaborative process is actually really happening more now. I think when we first started playing, we all had tunes that we wrote previous to getting together and it was just kind of easy to like just work those songs up to get them into our set so that we would have original material. But now we're kind of writing from a more present place and our styles of writing are really lending themselves to the collaborative process because I like to do, you know, weird chord changes or shifty things, and Mark is a very strong lyricist and likes to create melodies, and it's just a very natural process when we have, you know, an idea.
Yeah, it's you seem like you're inspiring each other and really complimenting each other's gifts as far as performers go. So you write a piece of music and then you try to figure out what does that mean? What's the feeling I get from that? What am I trying to express? Right. I can relate to that a lot.
And that particular song was, you know, it's a semi-melancholy, you know, 3/4 kind of ballady kind of thing. And the story is kind of about a guy who... it's a schizophrenic love story. The guy is in love with a woman who he's told doesn't exist. And so every time he sees her, people tell him that she's not there.
Oh,
and
that's
then
fabulous.
He comes out of it and he doesn't know what's going on.
That's really good.
So it's... Yeah.
Well, now that we have all three of you here, you know, we want to hear something else. What would you like to perform? What would you like to sing?
Would you try to say?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here we go, Mountain Wave, live here.
Ready? One, two, three, four. Don't matter how things ended up this way. Seems you along with your mind has gone astray. You had me fooled, but your carelessness gave you away. My bags are packed, there's nothing you can say. I'm getting out of your way, keep on finding me. Hanging around, I will never heal.
At your side,
like a hound, go ahead and play
till you find
no one around. You will never grind
me no way
into the ground.
for you to hear that squeaking from my bed. Kevin, I'll be away from my knees. Hanging around, I will never heal at your side. Like a hound, go ahead and play till you're fine. No one around, you will never grind me no way into the ground. When all I ever wanted was one-on-one, but you made your choice, and I ain't gonna waste my voice. Say bye to my back because I'm done. This ain't time will heal, and this heart of mine still a good feel. And now I know not all is as it seems, and I can't wait. And I'm hoping I don't take the bait when blinded by some type of a blue jean. I'm getting out of your way, come find me. Hanging around, I will never heal at your side. Like a hound, go ahead and play till you find. No one around, you will never grind me no way. Into the ground, getting out of your way, won't find me. Hanging around, I will never heal at your side. Like a hound, go ahead and play till you find. No one around, you will never grind me no way. Into the ground.
Mount Wave Live. Oh, yeah, it's a hit. Oh, my God. Yeah, man, that's the single. Whoa, okay. From a man's perspective, you know, I like the way you guys write about romance and relationships. And Chip, you're such a nice guy. And for you, you wrote that song? Those are your lyrics?
It's about a friend of mine and what he should have said at the end of his relationship.
It's a fabulous song. Really. So, unfortunately, that song is not on Somewhere in Liberty, so these guys are going to have to go into a recording studio and put that song down.
You mean fortunately.
So, yeah, we heard some of the newest recording, Somewhere in Liberty. You can stream it live online. We played some of it earlier here on the program. It's at mountainwave.bandcamp.com. And you can hear their entire first new live album just released in May. So I'm Kathy Geary, Now and Then Special Edition. It's incredible having Mountain Wave live. We've got a few more minutes. We could probably talk some more, or, you know, they could play some more music. I don't know. What do you think? Gee, it's a hard choice, right?
Both.
Ooh. Yeah, both.
Can we squeeze them both in?
Well, no. Okay, let's talk just a little bit more. Just a little bit more talk, because, you know, this is the mystery of Mountain Wave. We're starting to understand better who you guys are, how you work together. When you talked about how you first started out, you know, when you each had came together, you met each other in 2015, you had your individual songs. You'd bring, I got my song, you got your song. Now you're collaborating. And that's very cool. When you play a live gig, you know, it's 2-3 hours. A lot of your gig is original music, but you also do a lot of covers. Mm-hmm. And one of the covers that you did when I first saw you, and I was so blown away by, like I said, the breadth of the genres. You do a song called Shady Grove, My Little Love, Shady Grove. That is such a bluegrass, hillbilly sort of a song. And then you do Neil Young, Old Man, Take a Look at My Life. I mean, so it's really fascinating. When you hear you live and you get to hear you play, what, 20, 30 songs, I get a sense of who your influences are by the covers that you do.
Sure.
You know? And then when you play your original tunes, when you hear a band for the first time and you hear a new song, you really want to hear something you already know. So I think mixing covers and then slipping in the originals. Mm-hmm. But now you could do more original than covers and keep your audience engaged.
I think from a from a songwriting perspective, that actually kind of influenced, or at least for me, at least, it does influence the way that I write a little bit, because we have a set of, you know, like you said, like 20 or 30 songs, and we play, and then we start slipping in more of our original music.
Yeah, man, it's good.
So we find the covers that we can replace with original songs, but we have to write songs that are in that, that have the same sort of vibe, uh-huh, or that will keep the people, yeah, dancing, or, yeah, you know what I mean? So we kind of take a cue from what we've already constructed in a way and then put our own.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You know,
that's really good. So, you know, the idea of the preparation and the work that goes into it, when I think of a jam band, I think of this, it's kind of like an endless 1-4-5-1. You never know when it's going to stop. And there's a certain kind of jam band, you got to give them their credit, but that's not exactly what holds my attention. When you guys play a live set, you got this spontaneous jam thing that goes on, but it's not just like we're floating free in space. It's like it goes somewhere. And it, to me, it's more like a jazz. And when I read the genre map that you've got on mountainwave.bandcamp.com, where you have all these tags, you know, electronic, experimental, electronic, you never mention the word jazz. But when I hear you guys play, the way you collaborate and the level of accomplishment that each of you has as individual players, your coordination ability, your chops, it's very reminiscent of what a jazz band does. And yet that's not where you're getting your melody ideas. So that to me is part of one of your strengths. And there's a lot going on here with this band, Mountain Wave. The mystery of Mountain Wave. Who are they?
We're still figuring it out.
That
it's a beautiful thing.
Yep. The point you made about jazz, I think, does go deeper than we let on as a band on the surface, like you said, because we're all pretty deep listeners of music, so we've listened to a lot of jazz too. You know,
Oscar Peterson,
it definitely is part. I think part of what I love about being in Mountain Wave and just working with Tim and Chip is it's just the ability to have guys that have such a deep knowledge of music to work with is just, it makes my life so much easier, because they understand,
yeah,
so many of my ideas that I'm bringing forth, and vice versa, you know. So that is, I think, is what makes it difficult in bands, you know, where somebody just doesn't have that listening depth, and they you know, bands break up and people have to jump out, and
yeah,
we're kind of like, and we talk too, so we have an understanding. We do talk about other things besides music.
So the other thing that's interesting is there's a certain maturity going on here, You know, you guys only started in 2015, but you were already so advanced individually. So we're lucky to have Mountain Wave. And if they don't play another song, then we've all lost out. So why don't we stop talking and pick something and play another song for us before our program ends.
You can
ask me,
Ben?
Sure.
Or President, which one did you want to do?
You want something up-tempo or
up-tempo
laid back?
Oh, my God, I get a choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Up-tempo, man. Yeah, hit.
Prison? Got something not on the release.
How about prison? Further down
yeah,
the
yeah,
time?
No, we'll do, let's do prison.
Okay.
Let's do,
okay.
Do we have time to listen to one more off the record if
nope.
we play one quick? No.
You can always go to mountainwave.bandcamp.com and listen to any of these songs. So, hey, choose something.
Here we go.
Down my door, I don't know what it's all about, with my face flat on the floor, and I just got out of prison, baby, prison in my mind, well I can use a little real loving, not that twisted up kind, yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. The first woman I got trampled by, she liked to drink a lot of beer. Well, the first lady I got tangled in, she liked to chew off both my ears. And she don't care much about politics, she takes care of herself just fine, but she can use a little real loving by some other damn fool next time. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Took a train trip down to Baton Rouge, but I got on the wrong train. Ended up way up above the clouds, and the skies looked all the same. And I don't know what I'm thinking, Lord. I try not to think at all. They say a man lives longer with a woman around. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Yodelay, 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 yodelay.
that mountain wave. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
live
you.
Live here.
Thank you, Kathy. It's great.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Mountain Wave Live. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening.